what we believe. The atonement makes repentance possible. We come to earth for the purpose of growing and progressing. We are slowed in our progress when we sin. Except for Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect life, everyone who has lived upon the earth has sinned. See Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. To sin is to break God's commandments. Sometimes we sin by doing something we know is wrong, but sometimes we sin by failing to do what we know is right. See James chapter 4, verse 17. Every commandment from God blesses us if we obey it. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 and 21. However, if we disobey it, there is a punishment attached. See Alma chapter 42, verse 22. This meting out of blessings or punishments is called justice. Because our Heavenly Father loves us, He has made it possible for us to repent, to confess and forsake our sins, and thus overcome their effects. He has sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer for our sins. That is, Jesus paid the penalty required by the law of justice for our breaking of God's commandments. Because the Savior suffered for our sins, we will not have to suffer the full punishment for them if we repent. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 16. His atonement satisfied the demands of justice. Mosiah chapter 15, verse 9, allowing Heavenly Father to mercifully forgive us and withhold punishment. Repentance is God's gift to us. It is essential for our happiness in this life. Through repentance, we become clean again, making it possible for us to return to our Heavenly Father. See Moses chapter 6, verse 57. The repentance process includes the following. Have faith in our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. See Alma chapter 34, verse 17. He who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more. By this ye may know, if a man repenteth of his sins, behold, he will confess them and forsake them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 42 and 43. Recognize our sins and feel sorrow. See Luke chapter 16, verse 15, Alma chapter 42, verses 29 and 30. Confess our sins to Heavenly Father and, if needed, to our bishop or branch president. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 61, verse 2. Abandon our sins. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 43. Make restitution when possible. See Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 15 and 16. Forgive others who have sinned against us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 9. 3 Nephi chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. Live righteously. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 32. Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross. He said of His suffering, "It caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain, and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit." Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 18. For more information, see Gospel Principles, 2009, Repentance, pages 107 through 113, and True to the Faith, 2004, Atonement of Jesus Christ, pages 14 through 21, Justice, pages 91, 92, Mercy, pages 102 through 103, Repentance, pages 132 through 135, and Sin, pages 163 and 164. End of the article. What We Believe: The Atonement Makes Repentance Possible.